Welcome to the Business and Leadership Channel. My name is Michelle Boulay, and I'm so honored to be a sponsor here at this amazing conference because it's my passion to help you connect to your own inner leader and let that transform the businesses and relationships you create. I'm a life coach and healer and an internationally recognized award-winning dance artist. And dancing taught me to listen to my own inner voice and let that guide me to my success. A very common thing that happens for business owners, creatives, and leaders is that you're so close to your next goal or breakthrough and then you stop. Doubt kicks in, worry, procrastination, fear, overwhelm, which kill growth in your business and creative process. So I'm giving a talk here on Saturday, October 24th, where you'll learn tools so that you can show up with clarity and belief in yourself and your ideas, consistency to keep showing up, and the embodied and intellectual understanding to move you gracefully through the challenges you'll meet as you grow, as you go for your goals. If you can't make it live, pick up your phone now, go to Instagram or Facebook, find me, follow me, and DM me the word success, and I'll send you the free resource I'll be sharing at my presentation. It's also in the show notes. However, I do recommend you attend live here or at my main stage presentation to get the full scope of what I'll be sharing to help you realize your creative dreams. And now, please enjoy this next presentation.
Great, wonderful. Okay, so Caroline, really interesting topic, including everyone, I'm sure, including myself, is desperate to know how we can be a more compassionate and yet successful business, still putting people at the front rather than profit. So I'll leave you to enrich us with this knowledge of how to do that.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dee.
You're welcome.
So before we get started, welcome everybody. I want to say a quick thank you to my hosts, the hosts for the session today that are supporting me to speak, and the hosts for this conference that have invited me to come talk to you today. I've got some slides, so we're going to go into share screen. So just bear with me a moment. Okay, and Dee, I wonder if people want to come up so I can see some faces, that would be lovely. I'd love to have some people up in the main room with me. So my intention today is to help you to better express what you do to your potential clients. And so without further ado, we're gonna dive in. So you're in the right place. Let's just double check. You're in the right place if you're a coach, a teacher, a therapist, a healer, or other purpose-driven business owner who offers one-to-one and or group work with people. And lovely, I'm starting to see some faces. And so just do me a favor now so I get a sense of the room, and drop in to the chat which of those you are, if you are one of those things. So if you're a coach, just tell me what title you go by. I'd love to just get a sense of who we've got here today. Oh, laughter coach, how wonderful. Okay, that's Kirsten. Teacher, therapist, Amanda's a yoga teacher, coach, embodiment coach, body worker, wonderful. Wonderful, you're in the right place. Okay, wonderful. So you're also in the right place if you struggle with marketing and promoting your business and selling your services to your target audience. I've yet to meet a conscious business owner that doesn't struggle with this. So I'm assuming most of you will have some resistance at some level to marketing your services. And you're in the right place if you've ever wondered how to neatly or not so neatly express in a conversation, in a social media post, in an article, in your web copy, on your sales pages, all that you know, all that you have learned, and all that you can facilitate for others in such a way that it makes people want to hire you. So it sounds pretty impossible, right? And I'm just seeing people are still dropping in. Nutrition teacher, coach, wonderful. So something else I'd like you to do in the chat for me now is just tell me, just drop a number into the chat On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being really, really easy to 10 being almost impossible, how difficult do you find it to describe to other people, whether that is in a conversation, I've just seen an 11, whether that's in a conversation or in copy, what it is that you do or offer? Okay, so we have a 3. Some people have got this down. Several 10s, 8s, 9s. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. This is really helpful for me. Okay, I'm hoping by the end of the presentation, you're going to feel more comfortable with this. So here's what we're going to cover over the next 50 minutes or so. We're going to look at the problem with trying to describe what it is that you do. I also want to walk you through 4 key shifts that I would love you to make in how you think about marketing your business, how you think about expressing what you do to potential clients. I'm also going to talk to you about how to get other people to do the talking for you, so it's not all on your shoulders when it comes to marketing your services. And I also want to give you a simple formula to describe what you do when you can't give context, when there isn't space for a bigger conversation or a lot of copy or text. I'm going to start by sharing something. This often happens, I'm sure many of you can relate, completely unrelated to this topic and the fact that I was going to be giving this presentation. A client of mine forwarded me an article by Seth Godin, called The Cold Call. And as soon as I opened it, the client who sent it had no idea I was giving this talk, I'd be talking about this topic. I just thought it was perfect for this presentation. So I took some of the elements that he shared in this article, and I'm going to share them with you now. No one ever bought anything on an elevator. When you feel like you're being judged and only have a minute to make a first impression, it's tempting to try to explain the truth and nuance of who you are, what you've done and what you're going to do in the time it takes to travel a few floors. That rarely works. He goes on to say, the alternative is the elevator question, not the elevator pitch, to begin a conversation, not about you, but about the person you're hoping to connect with. If you know who they are and what they want, it's a lot more likely you can figure out if they're a good fit for who you are and what you want. And he ends the article by saying, no one wants to be hustled. And don't we know that to be true? So I wanted to open with that because it just hopefully points to the direction I'm going to be taking you in over the course of this presentation. So the problem, just so we're clear, if we follow traditional marketing advice, we're likely to fall into the trap of believing we need to shout louder, be more visible, be on all of the platforms and doing all of the things. If you've ever, which I'm sure many of you will have, searched online, Googled for advice on how to grow your practice, how to get more clients into your programs, you'll be overwhelmed with the amount of advice and the amount of strategies and the amount of things that traditional marketers would have us believe we need to do to make ourselves visible, to be seen more easily than other people. Another part of the problem is that selling ourselves or our services is typically harder for conscious, purpose-driven business types like yourselves. I've yet to work with a client who is comfortable with the sales process or comfortable with marketing their business and services. And another part of the problem is that when we're in a mode of trying to express what we do, we often forget to listen. And so, you know, this question of how do I express what I do to potential clients, the problem is in the question itself. So I'm going to share with you today another way. And the way I'm going to share that way is to take you through 4 key shifts as I see them. So I'm going to run through them from the top and then we'll go into each of these in more detail. And please do feel free to ask questions. I've got the Q&A box and the chat box open. So I would love to hear your questions as we go through. I have saved space at the end for some Q&A, but if there's anything that comes up as I go through these 4 shifts, please don't hesitate to drop them in the chat. So shift number 1, I want to take you from this mainstream marketing, shout louder, be more visible, do all the things, be on all the platforms. I want to take you from that mainstream marketing approach to a more conscious and ethical approach. I also want to help you make the shift from selling to your people to serving them, which I know will be an easy one for the people on this session. I also want to take you from describing your expertise or trying to describe your expertise to demonstrating it. And finally, shift number four, we're going to be looking at how you can shift from marketing to your potential clients to connecting and serving the people in your network. So hopefully they sound like good shifts to you. So shift number one, from mainstream marketing to conscious marketing. So here I want to talk to you a little bit about conscious business. I call myself a conscious business coach. I refer to my clients and the people that I work with as conscious business owners. And these are just a couple of bullets that I hope illustrate what that means, how the conscious business owner shows up in the world. Now, some of these you will be very familiar with, you'll already put into practice, I'm sure, and some of them hopefully will be a new way of looking at things and how to do business. So the conscious business owner operates with integrity and knows that how we sell matters. The conscious business owner wants her business to be a force for good and knows that how we do business is a key part of that. All too often, what I see is business owners doing wonderful, meaningful, important work in the world and then trying to use icky, salesy, pressure-ridden tactics to sell that work. So the conscious business owner knows that how we do the business part of what we do is equally as important. The conscious business owner puts the needs of the customer above the goal of making the sale and is willing to turn down a sale when it's clear that what's on offer is not necessarily a good fit for the buyer. Not so easy to do, but really essential. And you'll probably all have experienced, I know I did in the early days of my business, what it's like to enroll a client knowing deep down in our bones that maybe it's not quite the right fit and then dealing with the consequences of that later down the line. The conscious business owner prioritizes the cultivation of trust and connection between herself and her audience and has a fundamental understanding of our interconnectedness. A lot of people ask me about the word conscious. What does it mean? What do I mean when I talk about conscious business? And for me, you know, it speaks to our spirituality. It speaks to this understanding that if we harm someone over here, we're going to harm ourselves, that we are all connected. And so therefore the way we sell, the way we communicate, the way we market our business has a deep impact on ourselves as well as the people who are the recipients of that marketing. So it's this idea that we are all connected and therefore how we show up for people matters. The conscious business owner also rejects the use of manipulative marketing tactics to pressure her audience into buying. So I don't doubt that many of you have experienced these, and we're talking about things like playing on people's fears of missing out, using false scarcity to have people think that if they don't sign up for something now, they're not going to get access to it, or they're going to miss out. This is the only opportunity. I mean, some of the tactics are really, really awful in terms of, you know, making people feel less than if they're not willing to invest, you know, this idea that you must invest in yourself. And if you don't invest in that particular program or offering, you know, that's saying something about who you are. There's so many of these that I could do a whole presentation just on the manipulation that we see in marketing these days. And one place that I would invite you to go if you don't know of it already is the Ethical Move. I'm part of the team over there. It's theethicalmove.org, where we encourage and support business owners to really, really reject manipulative marketing tactics and offer alternatives. And so the conscious business owner also constantly seeks to ensure that her products and services are of real value to her audience. Of course, I don't doubt that all of you on this call do that, but it's this piece around fit. It's this, thank you, Dee, for sharing the link. It's this piece around, you know, really making sure that what we're creating is a fit for our people. The conscious business owner makes positive impact the goal of everything she creates. So that's not just the work, the program, the teaching, the education we give, the class that we run, the program that we run, is our marketing materials. Positive impact. We can have a positive impact with our marketing materials. We can have a positive impact in our sales conversations. We can have a positive impact in everything that we create. The conscious business owner is completely transparent when selling and uses no tricks or gimmicks to hide that fact. So you'll probably be aware of this. There's a lot of marketing out there on the internet right now where we are told that what we're going to get is valuable information that's going to help us make a transformation that we want to make in our life. And then what we find is a very thinly veiled sales pitch. And so a lot of content and communication online, it's very blurred between valuable content in and of itself and this thinly veiled sales pitch that we end up being clobbered by at some point in the interaction with that content. So we're talking about, you know, the webinars where you're told you're going to get everything you need to make this transformation and it's completely free and it's a whole hour, you know, dedicated to this, and then you go and, you know, there's about 20 minutes of okay information, probably a lot of stuff you already knew, and the rest of it is a pitch. We've all been there, we've all done that. And the conscious business owner believes that when we change the way we do business, we change the world. So my vision is that the business owners that have the most positive impact on the world and on people and operate at the highest levels of integrity are the most profitable. And I just invite you for a minute to imagine what world we would live in if that were the case. For me, that's the vision. That's the vision behind the work that I do. So that's shift number one. If anybody has any questions or comments, please let me know. And just some words from Joseph Campbell to illustrate what it means to be a conscious business owner in this world. When we quit thinking primarily about ourselves and our own self-preservation, we undergo a truly heroic transformation of consciousness. And what a wonderful thing that is. Okay, shift number two. So this is a shift from selling to serving. And again, just, you know, in case it's not obvious, you know, all of these shifts are designed to help you when it comes to expressing what you do to your clients, how you market your business and your services. So when we shift our focus from selling, from getting the sale, to serving our people, we can ask ourselves, how can I help this person versus what can I get from this person? And so this points to what Seth Godin said in the words that I shared at the beginning of the presentation. You know, in that moment when we think, oh, I've got this one, you know, chance to share everything I know with this person, everything that is wonderful but about the work that I do, you know, resist that temptation and ask instead, how can I help this person? What could this person possibly need that I could help them with? And again, instead of trying to attract new clients, so the mainstream marketing advice that we see out there is it's a lot about attraction. You know, when I have the perfect web copy, when I have the perfect images, when I have the perfect brand, and people come across me online in the world, they'll be so drawn by the perfection of everything that I have out there and the perfect way I describe what I do that people will be signing up to give me their money. Instead of that, instead of being in this mode of attraction, I invite you to consider what it would look like to create relationships and create clients based on relationships that are rooted in trust. It might sound simple, but it's huge. It's actually a really huge shift to make, this business of going from selling to serving and attraction to creation. And so some ways that we do that, create valuable content that serves rather than sell. So I just told you about the webinar. You'll have all experienced these things, or the free training session, or the freebie opt-in PDF with the 10 ways to get to 10 to six figures in 6 months with your coaching business. We've all been there. We've all clicked on that link. Instead of that, instead of creating content that is designed to sell your services, create content that serves. And in case it's not obvious, when we serve people deeply, they will want more from us and they will buy. So it's, you know, I'm not asking you here to sacrifice selling. I'm not against selling. I'm not against making money, by no means. Quite the opposite. But when we operate from that place, especially as conscious business owners, it doesn't land. It doesn't land for people because we're not in alignment, and it doesn't land with the kinds of products and services that we're trying to sell. So share your best strategies for success. That's a key piece of advice that I want to share with you. Again, don't hold back in content. A lot of people think if they give their best ideas away, if they give their best information away, people won't buy. Why would someone sign up for my coaching if I, you know, for example, I might think as a business coach, why would someone sign up for my coaching if I give all of my strategies, all of my best tips on how to grow a business in my content? Well, people don't sign up to work with you in a personal way, whether that's one-to-one or group, for the information that you can give them, for the strategies that you can share. They sign up because they want that hand-holding. They want that personal, tailored support that you can give them. They want the accountability of what it looks like to show up and have a session or attend your class week in, week out. So feel free to share your best strategies. Be generous with your information and your advice, and don't hold back. Enable and empower people to do the work without you. That is my goal. One of the big things that I do is I offer complimentary coaching sessions for people. And my intention as I go in is not how can I wow this person so much that they want to buy from me or they want to enroll in my program. It's like, how can I empower and enable this person to go and do the work without me? And what that does is it means if they never wanted one-to-one coaching, if they never wanted my support in that way, they will be so utterly grateful and appreciative of the fact that I've helped them to go and empower them to go and do that work by themselves, that they'll talk about me, they'll share about me. But if they do want someone to hold their hand, to walk them through it, to tailor that advice to them and to be there with them, they're much more likely to sign up for coaching than if I'd spent 30 minutes pitching to them and trying to describe what I do. And so finally on this one, give your time and attention to truly help people rather than trying to get the sale. So again, you know, I talk a few times throughout this. I do a lot and advocate a lot, giving complimentary sessions, doing free workshops. We'll talk about this more in a minute, but you know, giving people your time and attention to truly help them rather than give time and attention just to get the sale. So we're talking here taster sessions, discovery calls. Again, a lot of what the mainstream marketing advice out there would tell us, you know, don't get on a call with people for longer than 20 minutes and spend 10 minutes digging into their pain points and then 10 minutes pitching your services as the perfect solution to those pain points. Don't do that. Don't do that. Give people your time and attention and you will be rewarded for that. I'm seeing a couple of comments. Let me just check in the chat. Yeah. Yeah, don't dangle carrots repeatedly. Amen. And here, some words from Rumi. Be a lamp or a lifeboat or a ladder. Help someone's soul heal. Walk out of your house like a shepherd. And these words, this idea that I'm sharing here from Rumi, this won't be new to you because this is the work that you do. This is the work that you do in your work. This is why you're a coach. This is why you're a teacher. This is why you're a healer. This is why you work in embodiment. But what happens often with the people that I work with is they forget this when it comes to marketing. You can do this when you're talking about your work. You can do this when you're sharing content online. You can do this when you're trying to enroll clients. You can be these things even when you're marketing. Imagine. Imagine. So let me just take a sip. So I see a question. Let me have a look from Patty. If I want to get across the serving as opposed to selling, what sort of things should I be including on a website? Okay. I'm gonna try and answer the question, but I might need some more information. So one of the things that I do, there's a couple of things because serving has actually been stolen in some ways by mainstream marketers also. People can be wary of free things. So when we're in this mode of, giving, say, a complimentary session, for example, people can worry that it's actually just a thinly veiled sales pitch. So in terms of things like, so for example, on my sales page for my coaching program, I don't have, buy here or, click this button to enroll in the program. I have click here to book a complimentary session with me. I don't know if that's answering the question. I feel like I need more information. So I don't know, Patty, if I can get you on live, that might be helpful. Don't know, Mark, if that's possible.
I've just moved her to panelist, so.
Okay, perfect. Patty, if you want to, you don't have to. But if you want to give me more information, it would be helpful. You can either write it in the Q&A in the chat, or you can hop on, you can unmute yourself and just give me a bit more information.
Hello.
Hi.
So thank you. I'm a massage therapist and a body worker, and
okay.
I'm developing, so I had sort of 35 years of coaching, sports coaching, personal training, and the last 20 years doing the massage and body work. And I'm now trying to take that forwards another step,
yeah,
to provide postural awareness for people. And what I mean by that is how people use their body 24/7. So that they're kind of taking the body work off the table and owning it and taking responsibility for the way that they use their body 24/7.
Yeah.
And that's a really hard thing to get across as to why it might be super useful for people.
So how would you get that across in a session, in your actual offering? Like, what would you do?
So it can take various forms. And I'll give you an example. It could be literally just an hour as a kind of taster session of kind of saying to people, look, we haven't evolved very much in however many years, but the modern world has changed big time. So it's the awareness side of things that I'm trying to get across to people. So, something as simple as, have you thought about how you use your head, how you hold your head when you're doing various things? What effect does this have on your body?
Yeah.
And getting people, it's a very experiential thing for people. Yeah. So I'm not standing there and just doing a PowerPoint or talking. Okay. I'm actually getting people to feel things. So to kind of get that so that people are hooked into that in the first place. Once they can feel it and they're in the session, it's fine.
Yeah. But
putting it out there as a marketing thing and trying to hook people initially is kind of quite tough.
Yeah. Well, so hopefully by the end of this, you'll have some clarity on this, but essentially it's going to be, the next thing we're going to talk about is from describing to demonstrating. And I'm going to share with you some strategies on how to get that experience. Cause that is the biggest problem with the kinds of people that I work with. You need to experience it to understand it, to understand its value. And there are also other things that we'll talk about, in the remainder of the presentation, where you get to use other people's way of describing the impact of the work that they have done with you, so that you don't have to do it, because it's impossible. It feels impossible sometimes to describe the impact of our own work, but it's not for somebody who has felt the power of it. So hopefully, Patty, we'll have answered your question as we go through the presentation, but we'll come back to you in case that's not the case.
That's great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Brilliant question and very pertinent. So let's have a look. I see questions are coming in, but let's just go through shift three and see where we get to. So this is, you know, this is exactly what Patty's talking about. You know, how do we describe our expertise? So shift number three is, you know, moving from trying to write about it, from trying to talk about it, to actually demonstrating our expertise or our skill or our gift. So this is where I'm an absolute huge advocate of offering complimentary sessions. So when your work is experiential, which it is for most of the people, I believe, in this session, coaches, healers, teachers, when words just aren't enough, offer people a complimentary session. And what I really advocate here is don't do taster sessions, don't do shorter, less deep sessions or discovery calls. I want you to go deep with these sessions. Now, some people struggle with this. Some people are like, well, you know, it's an hour of my time and, you know, I should get paid. And normally I would charge this amount for an hour of my time. So, you know, I shouldn't really be doing so many of these. And some people struggle with it. And my argument here is, what would you rather do? Would you rather spend an hour fiddling around with Instagram stories or posting on Facebook or scrolling through LinkedIn, or giving someone a deep experience of what it would look like to work with you? Now, some people, if you're happy to be on social media and doing all the things, and, you know, great. But for me, my main form of marketing is to actually be on calls with people, to actually deliver and demonstrate my expertise and to help them in any way I can. For me, it's the best marketing I've ever done. And, you know, a lot of people will talk about the goal. The dream is to get to this place where our business operates on word of mouth. There's nothing better than knowing that your business has a steady stream of new customers or clients coming to you because people are out there in the world raving about how wonderful you are. This is what complimentary sessions can do for you. And the same goes for free workshops. So some of you out there might be wondering, well, I don't do one-to-one work. I do classes, I do workshops. So here I would recommend the free workshop as a way, again, to demonstrate your expertise and get people to have this experience of what it would be like to work with you. Also, if, for example, you think, oh, you know, many of the people I work with are introverts, and the idea of having lots of complimentary sessions on top of the actual paid sessions that they will do feels too much, you can also use free workshops as a way to deepen the relationship, give people an experience of working with you, and reach more people in one go. So, you know, if you do a free workshop and 10 people attend versus having 10 individual complimentary sessions, which is 10 hours versus one hour workshop. And use a workshop to share your methodology. Often, especially as we've been in business a while, we have our own unique approach, our own methodology that we take people through. And it's, again, that can be hard to explain. It can be hard to, you know, we're not going to get that across in a 2-minute elevator ride. And so, again, you can use free workshops to share your methodology. But again, I really, really feel quite strongly about this. Don't make it a thinly veiled pitch. Give as much as you can in those sessions, in those workshops, and don't pitch. It actually takes people's breath away. We are so accustomed to attending something that feels that we're told is free, that we're told is going to be useful, and then you know, finding that it's just a pitch for something that's much more expensive, where the real information is, where the real solution and the real valuable content is. And when you don't do that, it really makes people stop and think. What it does essentially is it cultivates trust. And I just saw a question there. Would you recommend valuing your workshop even if you offer free? No, I wouldn't. I mean, no, I don't do that. You can do it, but again, it feels a bit manipulative. It's like, I'm giving you this, but it would normally cost this. There's just something that doesn't feel as genuine and generous as just giving the gift in and of itself. I like to avoid the word free as well. I often talk about gift sessions, or I offer complimentary sessions, which does speak to, I think, this idea that there is a value, that there is a price tag. It's not just a freebie. And another great question. And at the end of the gift hour, would you just mention price breezily? Again, no. What I do is I show up and serve on my gift sessions. And at the end, I say, are we complete? Is there anything else I can do for you? 9 times out of 10, people will say, I'm interested in knowing what it would look like to work with you. I always say, let's schedule another call. We'll have another call to talk about working together, because I don't want to muddy the water of a gift of coaching with a sales pitch, basically. And even in that conversation about working together, I will put the focus firmly on the other person. What are you trying to achieve? Why are you looking at coaching? Why would you choose to work with me over another coach? What is it about this that feels like a fit for you? Versus being in that mode of, well, I do this and I do that. Of course, people will ask for your price. Never hide it. I don't advocate hiding it. Some people don't put it on their websites, which I think is, again, a bit icky and manipulative. It's trying to hook people in and get them to email you or get them to give their email address without being open and clear about the price. So if someone asks me, I'm going to give them the price. Or I'm going to say, let's talk about that on another call. But I really want to keep those sessions sacred. Another way, one of my current clients who is an embodiment practitioner, she works with movement. She does movement meditation, really beautiful stuff. There's no way words could do justice to what it feels like to experience one of her classes. She does all of these, all of the above. She does complimentary sessions. She does free workshops. And she also has a 5-minute teaching video. It's a beautiful video of her set to music in a field doing this movement meditation with instructions that people can do from anywhere. That's out in the world, demonstrating her expertise without her necessarily having to be on a session or in a workshop delivering content. So that's another great way to do it if your work has to be seen or it has to be experienced. The closer you get to one-to-one, the deeper the relationship is formed, and the more likely it is to convert into a paying client, because that is the key. The deeper you get, people buy from people they know, like, and trust. So the more someone knows you, the more they like you and the more they trust you. If you're offering something that is a fit for them, that they believe can help them, they will hire you. So in all of this, that is the goal, is to go deeper with your people and to get to know people. Hinted at this before, share your knowledge and your content, use your content to teach. Don't hint at what you know to get the sale, share it generously, don't hold back. And then, you know, final point, serve powerfully and don't pitch. I really feel very strongly about that. Mainly because if you're saying something is free or it's a gift, I actually say when I offer complimentary sessions, pitch free. This is a deep dive on your business, into your business, on me, and it's completely pitch-free. It's important because these days a lot of people are offering things that they say are for free, and they're not for free. It's not, there's a cost. They either want your email or they're going to upsell you at some point during that free content or that free session. And when you don't, it's very powerful. It's one of the most powerful ways you can market your business. Seeing lots of comments. Yeah, thank you, Anna. Anna Luthia says, appreciating the abundance mindset versus scarcity in your work. That's exactly it. And people feel that. And what it does is it creates this wonderful, wonderful space of trust. When we all know what it feels like to be sold to. We all know what it feels like when we're waiting for the pitch. So I'm glad that's coming across. How do you stop when people abuse your giving and only asking for advice constantly and never become a paying customer? Well, there's a couple of boundaries that I put in place for that.
I just did that so that okay. I can see you. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, there are a couple of boundaries that I put in place for that, Rina, and it's things like, I say to everybody that I work with, I can't give email support, you know, between the things that I offer. So if I have a free session, or a free workshop, I can answer things within that space, but outside of that, I just couldn't possibly. And I make that clear up front. And I think if somebody is, continuing to abuse it or sending emails, I would just have that conversation. It's a difficult one. It's not easy to have that conversation, but I would say, listen, I'm super busy. I've got, a lot of things going on. If you want to come to one of my free sessions, or I have lots of places that I can direct people to free resources, so it's contained. So that could be one way that you do it. If you have like a free workshop that you run, you can guide them in there. Or I have certain places in my in my Facebook group where I'll occasionally answer questions, but I make it very clear that beyond that I can't do it. And I think so far I've been very blessed. I don't know if it's because I'm clear about my boundaries up front, but I don't tend to get people abusing that generosity. So let me just have a look. And Mark, I just see your comment. I don't mind. Thank you. So one of my best workshops was when I didn't. Exactly. I'm not sure how you pronounce your name. One of the best workshops when I didn't have any energy to pretend anything or to pitch. Three participants signed up for private lessons. I mean, it tends to be how it goes. So I'm just mindful of time and I want to get through the next set of slides. So I'm going to go back to share screen. And I will come to the Q&A and make sure we've got some space at the end because I see that there are several. So let's get through shift four and then we'll look at some questions. So shift number four is from marketing to connecting with. And again, this is a really helpful shift for you because most often we think, oh, God, the idea of marketing our services just feels really, really icky and we don't do it and our business suffers as a result. So what happens when we connect instead of market to? When we listen, when we embark on a conversation versus talking at people or shouting at people, we build and deepen relationships. So, in a nutshell, this slide, it's like, it is just be a good egg. Be a good person, be consistent, be reliable, be generous and helpful with your network. Check in with people, show up for people how you would love people to show up for you. And so check in with people. One of the things that I love to do is reach out to former clients, just see how they are, reach out to people in my network, people who are reading my newsletter. Sometimes I'll go, if I have time, I'll go into my newsletter and see who's been opening all of my emails and I'll write them a personal note. As you get busier, these things get harder, but if you can always come back to this place of when I've got a bit of space in my business, rather than spend time on social media, who could I reach out to and just see if they're okay? In these times, in this year, in 2020, nothing could be more appreciated by people than you just reaching out to check in. A really valuable lesson I learned from my business coach many years ago was the idea that my next client is right in front of me. Sometimes we're so focused on growing our audience, building our list, getting more people through the door, getting our business in front of more people that we forget what's right in front of us. And most of my business these days comes from word of mouth. It comes from somebody I've served, whether it's been in a free session or a paid program, and I've served them deeply and they love what I do and they talk about me to other people. Another one to not forget, you know, when you're building and deepening these relationships, it's not just potential clients. It's not just people who might buy from us. Reach out to the people you admire and share your appreciation and refer people to them. Be generous. One of the things that makes me smile about this bullet point is I would not be here talking to you today had I not reached out to someone I admire several years ago, George Cao. He's one of my fellow presenters on the Business and Leadership channel. And he actually recommended me to the hosts of the conference as someone who would be a good speaker on this topic. And he would only know about me. He only knows about me because, you know, when I discovered his work and I loved it so much because he also teaches this kind of stuff, authentic business coaching. I wrote to him many times and told him how much I loved his work, and I talk about him often, and I refer people to him without worry that, you know, or what if people hire him instead of me. Again, it's this abundance mindset. I operate from that place that there is enough. There is enough to go around. George Kao, his surname is spelled K-A-O, and he's already done his presentation. I think it was on Friday, but he will be with me in the discussion panel on Monday. And he's wonderful. He's really wonderful. If any of what I've shared today resonates, you'll love George. And root for other people's success. Yeah, Melody saying I loved his presentation. Root for other people's success. Share. You know, when people are sharing their content and looking for clients, you know, help other people, and they'll remember that and they'll help you in response. And a big one, this one bullet here, but I could teach an entire class just on this. Ask people what they want and need. So I'm a huge advocate of audience research, of actually getting into conversations with people and asking them what they want you to create. So often clients and people that I coach come to me and say, what do you think of this new idea? I've got this, you know, idea for a new program. What do you think? And the first thing I say is, have you talked to your people? Have you had conversations with people and said, is this a good idea? Would this serve you? We forget to do it. We forget to do it. And it's really important. And people appreciate it. There's nothing better than buying something that you had a hand in creating. I mean, it's such a wonderful way to do business. And reach out to and thank your supporters. Don't forget about them. If you post something on social media and only two people like it, don't think, oh, only two people liked it or shared it. Reach out and thank them personally for sharing it. You know, celebrate the people that you have in your network already that are supporting you. And I'm really mindful of time, so I'm gonna keep going. So here, what will happen? So that they are the four shifts, and hopefully that's been helpful, and they make sense to you. And here's what happens when we make those shifts. People will talk about you. There's nothing more powerful than letting other people express what you do instead of trying to do it for yourself. So one of the things that I advocate is, you know, when people say to you, oh my goodness, that was amazing, I really loved that session, ask them, would you mind just hopping over to my Facebook page and leaving a recommendation there? Would you let me know if there's anyone in your network who you think would benefit from a complimentary session with me? I'd love to gift them a session. Write up case studies. When somebody has gone through your program and they've experienced the benefits of working with you, write a case study. And good case studies are about the customer journey, not your business. That's a really fundamental distinction. So they're not, you know, again, it's not about shouting about what you do. It's about just describing the journey that your client took to get from, you know, being in suffering, being, you know, pre-transformation to being in the transformed state that they want to be in. Interview your clients. This is something that I learned from George. He does this really well. He interviews his clients so that they can talk in their terms about the lessons that they learned. And again, not just to wax lyrical about how wonderful you are, but to share the exact lessons that they learned as they worked with you, which is super powerful for other people who are considering investing in your work. In all that you do, gather feedback and use the words that people share with you about the work that you have done, whether it's a free session or a free workshop, and use those words in your marketing copy and your website copy and in the places where you do actually have to say something about what you do, but use other people's words. And a big one, don't wait for referrals, encourage them. So this is where, again, I will go to people who've had free sessions with me if I know it was powerful, and I'll say, hey, I'd love to talk to more people like you. Is there anyone in your world that you would like to gift one of my sessions with? And they're going to write to someone that they love, that they care about, and say, oh my goodness, I had this great session with this wonderful coach, and she's offering more sessions, and I'm allowed to gift you one. It's a wonderful way to get referrals. Wonderful. So, and this is the final slide. For those times when you need to state succinctly what you do, such as in a bio or on your website or in the little space and in your social media channels or at a dinner party or maybe even in an elevator, there's just three things that I advocate that you focus on. Who you help, and here, I would avoid talking about everybody, because this is one of the things with the kinds of people that I work with, the work that they do is beneficial to the entire human race. But there will be people that resonate more with you. There will be certain types of people in the ways that they show up that light you up and have you be in your gift, and doing your best work. And they are the people I would argue are your ideal clients. And then what you help them with. So the problem that you solve, and again, there may be several, but there'll be certain problems that keep coming up that you know you do your best work when you're working on those problems. So focus there. And then how you help them, your unique approach to that problem. And just to give you an example of my one-liner, and this is what I would share if I didn't have all of the rest of the things that I've shared today, to help illustrate what I do. My one-liner is, I coach conscious business owners, such as coaches, healers, and teachers, to build and grow successful online businesses using strategies rooted in integrity. Just one line, but it gets across quite a lot. So that's just a little tip, to help you if you are stuck in an elevator with someone and they really do want to know what you do. And then finally, a quote from Bob Berg, which I hope encapsulates everything that we've talked about today. Shifting your focus from getting to giving is not only a nice way to live life and conduct business, but a very profitable way as well. And hopefully that has come across. So I know we have got some questions. Also, I just want to put this slide up. As I mentioned, I've got some the slides from today and also the workshop that I did in July for the Ethical Marketing one-day conference that was hosted by the Embodiment Conference. There's slides for that and the recording of that session on this page. So I'll leave that up. And I just want to check in with Dee. I have time, I assume, to take some questions.
Yes, definitely. Okay. One kind of overarching one seems to be people asking, to have this abundance mindset, but also they seem to struggle, as we all do, with then being able to still hold the boundary. So many people saying they feel burnt out, they ask their audience, they get the feedback, they create the course, and then no one books. I guess it's would you like to speak to that at all and how you can hold your boundary and still have an abundance mindset when you can't see any exchanges happening?
Yeah, thank you, Dee. It is a really important question. So the first thing that I would say about this is it does take time. It takes time, and what I see a lot of people do, and again, this is, I would say, the fault of a lot of the mainstream marketing advice out there. We are led to believe that overnight success is everywhere. That, once we happen on, the perfect strategy or the perfect tool on social media, whether it's Instagram stories or doing Facebook lives, that if we do it enough, we'll be making six figures in no time. And one of the things that I have to get across very early on with the people that I work with is it takes time. It takes time to build a profitable and sustainable business. And it's not something, when we first start being generous with our content, one of the things, a distinction actually, Tad Hargrave, who is another of my fellow presenters, also on the panel on Monday night and also wonderful. If you haven't heard of him, you probably have. He's marketing for hippies. He's great. One of the things he says is be generous with your content and not with your time. Now, I am generous with my time, but once you get to a point, and I too have got to that point in my in my business where it's too much, I don't have that space, then I can redirect people to my content and say, you know, listen, I'm not going to do complimentary sessions. Another thing, I have a client at the moment who we came up with a wonderful freebie for her business. She's a copywriter for authentic and conscious business owners, and she was inundated. And one of the first things we did is we looked at her schedule, we looked at her daily schedule, and we really limited what people could get. So you can be generous, but you must do it in such a way that it's not burning you out. You must put those boundaries in place and put them up front. I think a lot of people are scared to say, I'm not gonna answer emails from people between my free offerings. I can't do that. If you need business advice, you must come either through one of my channels, or pay me, you know, or sign up for coaching. But this idea of people of putting things out there and then it not landing, I wonder whether or not in the marketing. So again, I love to talk about this idea of one-to-one versus one-to-many. Often when we market and we launch our program or our offering, we kind of put a few things out on social media and we sit back and it's like nothing's happening. One of my absolute gems of a tip for, and you know, filling a program is sit down. I do this every time I have something to offer. I sit down and I write down 10 names, at least 10 names of people who I think what I'm offering would be a good fit for. And then if they don't sign up over the course of my, you know, marketing of the program, I will reach out to those 10 people individually and I'll say, hey, I noticed that you haven't signed up for my thing, or I'm currently offering this thing. And I think you would be an amazing fit. And I just wanted to drop you a line because I wasn't sure if you'd seen, my marketing on it. I've been putting some stuff out there, but you may not have seen it, because that's an important piece. A small fraction of people see the things that we put out on the internet. And if you're interested, if it is something that you think would be a fit, you know, I'd love to hop on a call and talk to you about it. And I tend to fill my programs or my courses or my classes with that approach much more successfully than I ever would putting things on social media or putting things out there. But you do have to do both, of course. You do have to be present.
Yeah, that's a great top tip for sure. Yeah, just reaching out to each person. Yeah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for all of your amazing knowledge and your learnings and passing them on to us with your generosity and abundance. It's been a really great and a very popular talk, so thank you for that. If anyone wants to continue the conversation, you can, of course, go to the Leadership and Business Facebook page there. We're also going to have a coffee breakout room, so our tech host Mark will put the link up for that and the links up to of your contacts. I think we've already had them in the chat there. And of course, this is available for 48 hours to view on Facebook Live and on the Embodiment Conference portal. And after that, it will go into our library collection. So if you'd like to purchase either on this channel or the whole library collection, that would be a great thank you to everyone who's talking across the conference and everyone who's volunteering for it and everyone who's watching it, able to watch it here live and free. So we'll put a link up to where you can purchase these sessions also. And yeah, just thank you so much for sharing everything with us. The next person up will be Tony Herbine Blank at 2 p.m. UK time. Living in relationship with an open heart, intimacy from the inside out. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming. And Caroline, thanks for all that great information for us all. So hopefully we all go out, give generously and prosper in not just economic ways.
Thank you, Dee.
Thank you.